Right now, we are very happy to have with us the Dave Rawlings Machine performing tonight at the Showbox at the Market. The Dave Rawlings Machine starring Dave Rawlings. Thank you for coming in this afternoon.
We're very glad to be here tonight.
And the new release, well, it came out in November. It's A Friend of a Friend. And before we start with the music, maybe you could introduce to our listeners the friends that are with you here today.
Well, tonight at the Showbox and today here in the studio, we will have with us Gillian Welch here on rhythm guitar and singing. And Ketch Secor. Just going to blow a little harmonica, maybe play a little fiddle too. Back here on the Doghouse bass, we have Morgan Jennig from Chattanooga, Tennessee. And Willie Watson on the guitar. And some baritone vocals. And tonight we'll probably have a special guest in the person of Benmont Tench, who'll probably play some piano with us.
Very nice. Thank you all for being here. And if you're ready for a couple of tunes, that'd be wonderful.
Great. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's get this thing fired up.
A bite to eat. He left the monkey sitting on the driver's seat. The monkey pulled the throttle, locomotive jumped the gun and did 90 miles an hour down the mainline run. The big locomotive right on time. The big locomotive coming down the line. The big locomotive number 99 left the engineer with a worry. Told him all about his locomotive was gone. He said, get on the Y-switch operator to ride, cause the monkey's got the main line sewn up tight. The switch operator got the message in time. Said there's a northbound limit on the same main line. But open up the gate, we gotta let him through the hole, cause the monkey's got the locomotive under control. The big locomotive is right on time. Locomotive coming down the line. The big locomotive number 99 left the engineer with a worried mind.
Go!
Why the big locomotive is right on. Locomotive coming down the line. The big locomotive number 99 left the engineer with a worried mind. I've had a big locomotive is right on time. The big locomotive coming down the line. The big locomotive number 99 left the engineer with a worried mind. Locomotive coming down the line. The big locomotive number 99 left the engineer with a worried mind.
Very nice. Thank you. Live music here at KEXP, Dave Rawlings Machine. That's the monkey and the engineer from A Friend of a Friend. If you're ready to continue, that'd be great.
Yeah. We are ready to continue here.
We for scurrying and tuning.
Just letting those, letting the machine get warmed up here in the morning.
Are we coming out loud and clear out there, Puyallup, Tumwater, Tacoma? How about it?
Loud and clear, loud and clear.
Let down your golden hair while I'm standing at the bottom of the stairs. Ruby, well, I can see your TV on, but the people there, they flicker and they're gone. So let down your golden hair for me tonight. Let down your golden hair for me to climb, just like an old time telegraph man. Well, I came here with a simple job to do, 'cause that news coming down the wire said head's on fire, and I'm trying to get a message through to you. Oh, Ruby, well, you ain't lonely yet with your crystal and your Russian cigarette. Haven't you heard before? What good's the finest tower when it hasn't got a door? So let down your golden hair for me to climb. Let down your golden hair for me tonight, just like an old time telegraph. Well, I came here with a simple job to do, 'cause that news coming down the wire said that your bed's on fire, and I'm trying to get a message through. Fire, and I'm trying to get a message through. two worlds on fire, and I'm trying to get a message through to you.
All right, that was very nice. You're listening to live music here at KEXP. Dave Rawlings Machine, Ruby is the name of that one. And it leads off the album, A Friend of a Friend. And once again, happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Thank you for coming in this afternoon. And welcome back to the Seattle area. You guys performed a great day. A lot of people here, a lot of my friends were at No Depression last summer when you were in town for that over at Marymore Park. That was a great day.
Yeah, that was a lovely night. We had a wonderful time playing, and it was... It was great to see the community here of fans of acoustic music sort of all turn out for that festival. It was really nice to see what the station and what other things have sort of done to sort of build that up here in the last few years.
Yeah, and it was really cool just to be sort of out and about when I'd run into people and the days following that where people were still talking about that show. And that was really nice.
Well, that's great. We had a terrific time, and we're really glad to be back and getting to play the Showbox again. It's been a few years since we've been in there, and that's a great, great room, great old supper club. Good to see those columns again. I don't know if it's exactly a Valentine's Day kind of date night show, but we're going to play anyway. We'll try to play some old murder ballads or something, some sort of old-time music.
I was going to ask about the murder ballads later, if you were going to take them all out or put them all in.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I assume that if you're coming to the show, you understand that that's what happens in old-time music. If you are in love, someone gets thrown in the river eventually or something. So what do you think, Gil? You think that's a good idea?
Yeah, come on down. It's going to be exciting. Yeah.
And as most people who are going are aware, Elliott Bay is only a couple blocks away.
Yeah, that's right.
So the release came out a few months ago, and now it's been out, and you've been a part of making music with Gillian for many years and writing songs for other people and producing, and now there's your name. So after a few months out, how do you sort of reflect on that now?
Well, it's terrifying. I mean, it's been terrific, though, to be out on the road and to be out with these great people playing music. That's been my favorite part of it. When I made the record, I didn't really know how it would be received or if we were going to do very much touring to support it or what, and it's all turned out great, and we've been able to do a lot of shows, and shows have been, I mean, we had a great tour up the West Coast here. We've had... I don't know, just the last three or four shows once we've sort of hit the northern part here have been fantastic. So
very good.
Very excited.
So when it finally started to come together where there's going to be a release, you're going to do an album with your name, did that process sort of start to move pretty quickly once that began to happen?
I feel like the moment that we realized we had enough songs recorded that we could release it, things started to move quickly. I mean, prior to that, we were still sort of unsure if we were going to take the time to do it, and I was always very nervous about, I needed to make sure there was stuff coming back out of speakers that I thought was enjoyable for people. I don't know. What are you going to say?
Well, I thought it was, I kind of thought we were going to put out a record, a Dave Rawlings Machine record, once we got in the studio and all four started singing together. Just really, I mean, we've known each other for years and we'd sung together before, but arranging these songs, they just really immediately fell in to this quartet thing. And I don't think we'd ever really done this type of singing with Ketch on the bass vocal and, have the stuff really stacked, this sort of beefy quartet sound. And that really, for me, that was one of the truly enlightening things of making the record, and that ended up really setting the vocal tone for the whole record and for the show. It's been great to try to think of songs that would really come alive with this vocal quartet.
So the songs that you co-wrote together for this record, are they pretty much newer songs that were writing for this album, or were they some that you kind of had along on the side over the years?
There's one that falls in the latter camp of a song that was written a few years ago that we didn't know what we were going to do with, and we hadn't even at that moment decided that that it was a possibility for me to sing it. It's a song called "How's About You" that we put on the record. That's sort of a song about, you know, sort of a new depression sort of song. And at the time, there didn't seem like there was going to be a new depression, so we thought it was sort of pointless. But then, thankfully,
yeah, that song got written thankfully, and put in history, a drawer.
History like, caught up with us.
Yeah,
we were like, oh, good, this is great. But some of the other songs were stuff that had been written really very recently, and that we were excited about in a sort of both just from because of subject matter and experiences that we'd had, stuff that just came up, and we thought it would be good if I was singing them. So yeah.
Now I wanted to ask you about a little bit of a change in how you do the vocals, primarily you could say from a harmony standpoint on
right.
Gillian Records to more of, you know, in the front with the melody.
Well, I mean, obviously, I mean, my vocal is sort of has a different tone to Gillian's, to be generous, you know. Gillian's voice has a wonderful sort of, it's got a lot of space, and it's very intimate, and it's very easy to make records with it, period. But it's very easy to make records that you don't put a lot of stuff on, you know, records where there's a lot of space, and you can create sort of an atmosphere, and work around that. But in my case, I was sort of looking to be the sort of small, reedy, soulful thing in the middle of a lush, beautiful backdrop.
All right. I wanted to ask you about the fusion. You had worked with Connor Oberst and Bright Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
The fusion of their tune, Method Acting, with Cortez the Killer. That's the big epic.
Yeah,
tune
that,
on
was,
there.
That was... I mean, that happened live rather unconsciously one night. I was sort of improvising in the middle of Method Acting and sort of drifted off into Cortez the Killer. And Gillian, who's used to me doing strange things like this, realized what I was doing and changed what she was playing. And then, you know, lo and behold, we were in the middle of Cortez the Killer and we sang that. But after it happened and the crowd liked it and I liked it, I thought about it some more and did it live a few more times. And I had kind of seen, there's a certain kind of intimacy to both of those songs, the way they were written. They both seem intensely personal in rather different ways, but they do live in a there's a commonality that I see in them, and I started thinking about thematically, and I thought, well, both of them deal in a sort of deep subtext way with the theme of reincarnation, I thought. So I thought that there was a sort of lyrical link. And I also thought it was interesting as we were moving forward with music and had met so many people that it meant something to me that Connor and Neil had met and that Connor had played at the Bridge School benefit with Neil and that, you know, it was sort of all one community. It made me feel a little bolder about just, you know, duct taping their songs
right,
together.
Mind having their songs married.
Yeah, I thought that they would both be cool with it. But then even in the studio, I was just trying to cut Method Acting and... you know, after the second or third take, I thought that Matt, the engineer who we were working with, might be getting a little tired of hearing Method Acting, so I just drifted into Cortez the Killer, and that ended up being the good take.
That was the only take where we did that.
Yeah.
All the other ones, we were just cutting Method Acting.
Yeah, it just happened that we hit it. So, you know, you've got to take... I mean, that's what I really found in this record. I assumed that we would do a lot of stuff duet with just Gillian and I and make this record more like we made hers, but... we just had to take what we got that sounded good. You know, I've found that you pretty much have to let the music lead you around or you end up very frustrated. I mean, Monkey and the Engineer, which we sang first, was a warm-up song we sang one morning just to sort of be singing something and hit a beautiful take. And I thought, well, okay, check.
Well, the cover sounds great along with the new songs that you've written and the arrangements you've got going and everything. Just sounds really nice,
well,
and it's really
you.
Cool to see that. Dave Rawlings Machine tonight at the Showbox at the Market, and Tuesday night, not too far down the road in Olympia, they're going to be at the Capitol Theater. And one more question just off to the side before we get back to the tune, since the guys from Old Crow Medicine Show are here. What's on the horizon? If there's anything you guys want to share with the listeners?
Headed out to Australia and New Zealand here in the coming weeks. Excited about a big trip down under. Working some great festivals this summer and hoping to get back to King County to play a big show.
All right. It's great you guys are here, too. Yeah. Dave Rawlings Machine tonight, Showbox at the Market, and if you're ready to continue.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Build a home to be young, or you want to hit some hot corn? How are you feeling?
I could go either way.
Interesting. Willie, you got a deciding vote here?
Harlem and...
Okay.
And
all right. Here we go. We'll play a pretty one for you.
Look at the world. It's waking up. I couldn't sleep for dreaming. My weary soul is finally home. I had the strangest feeling. This is the dawn, the break of day, after the midnight pardon. These ringing ears have waited years to hear the bells of Harlem. Far down the streets, I see the signs. The crowd is breathing faster. Some must have walked 100 blocks. I see the flocks and pastors. Oh, what a time to be alive. Tears of the past forgotten. It's been a long and lonely night. I hear the bells of Harlem. They ring, they ring, they sing, the dark. Freedom train. I hear the bells of
Very nice, a beautiful tune. Live music here at KEXP, the Dave Rawlings Machine, and that was Bells of Harlem from the new release, A Friend of a Friend. And I'm kind of switching around here, and I think they're going to get ready for one more.
Yeah, we got one more for you here. Try that. It's a song. I wrote a few years back here with Ryan Adams. One, two.
Thank you. lame, you were sad. When you're young, you get sad. When you're young, you get sad. And you get high. Oh, man.
Excellent. Thank you very much. It's great how that one microphone there can catch all those instruments and voices at the end.
Yeah, and Dave didn't even lose an eye.
Yeah, that fiddle bow gets dangerously close.
I know there's that physical aspect of one microphone that
takes practice.
Yeah,
you never knew
takes
the cowboy practice. Hat was actually a fiddle bow shield.
Deflector.
Yeah.
That's why they made cowboy hats. All right. Thank you, everybody. Thank you to Ketch and Morgan and Willie and Gillian Welsh and Dave Rawlings. The Dave Rawlings Machine tonight at the Showbox at the Market, and again this Tuesday night down in Olympia at the Capitol Theater. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
All right, and thank you to our engineer Kevin Suggs. This is 90.3 KEXP Seattle.